Hello, my name is Young Lee. This is a presentation that follows from a previous IETF meeting. One of the use cases that Alto Extension Protocol considered was a large bandwidth use case. So this is a follow-on on a little more detailing out defining information model and some initial encoding. So I'll present on behalf of other contributors. Next, please. If you recall the last IETF meeting, basically this is the Bernstein draft that describes the problem. The problem here, we are talking about data centers, many data center locations, and then they are connected through some kind of networks. And there's an opportunity to look at both data center resource and network resource together to select the right the server or the location that certain data might move or some clients' data might be connected to. So here, first case is kind of we have region, multiple regions, and many clients coming to define service from any one of the data centers. So here we're not talking about end the microflow client. We are talking about aggregation. As you look at case two, we are talking about traffic engineered express lane between the client location to data centers. And also we are looking at case three, data center to data center communication. In this case, a client could be a private data center IT resource. They want to move some of the data to public, data centers, through the network. So this is the environment. So we are dealing with data center, and also we are dealing with the networks. The problem that we raised in the last IETF meeting was today's Alto summary path vector may not be sufficient to schedule the optimal the selection based on both data center resource and the network resource. So we are proposing Alto can actually help tremendously by collecting the right information at the Alto client. Next, please, actually. So if you look at Alto client kind of interact with application orchestrator. An application orchestrator here, we define that the user requests certain request. It's a compute request or network bandwidth request that comes to orchestrator level. And Alto client that interact with orchestrator can have a tremendous opportunity to collect data center resource information and also network resource information together so that joint application and network resource allocation and orchestration would be made possible. So this is the scope. The Alto interface here, we are talking about Alto clients collecting from many data centers, and we assume that there's certain Alto servers might reside in the data center with their controller. Likewise, Alto client collects some data from networks. Here we show multi-domain networks, not just single. But in the information model and encoding, we begin with a single domain to begin with to see how Alto client can be information repository that is aware of network resources and data center resources so that you can actually have a meaningful decision making. Next, please. So here, I think one of the important thing is that Alto client has opportunity to constrain its request. Instead of asking the total topology, actually by defining constraining endpoint source of interest and also destination address. We're not talking about entire topology, but whoever, where is the customer location and where is data center location type of thing. Sorry about cost type. Cost type is not actually what it meant in Alto protocol. Here we are talking about whether Alto client is asking a summary data or more detailed graph data. In the last IETF meeting, we present the need for graph data, and then Greg's next talk will elaborate furthermore. We actually combine path factor and the graph factor together to give a meaningful bottlenecks and the link capacity. So stay tuned on the more detail on how we come up with more optimization. But in terms of requesting, L2 client can request summary or graph or both, depending on the application need and the quality of service. Yes.
Richard, let me just quick clarify. Is summary the existing model and graph is the new model you're proposing?
Yes. Okay. So to speak, yes. And then some constraints. This is kind of the main the contribution of this draft, that we can constrain what kind of network information it requires, like a minimum bandwidth has to be certain minimum bandwidth or maximum latency and maximum packet loss, that type of thing. So constrain it so that network will be able to provide, whether it can provide it or not. And some objective function, which we have not started encoding, but some kind of objective function might be also useful. You know, what kind of optimization that L2 client is looking, depending on the application need. Next, please. Okay. I have 3 minutes.
For this one.
Okay.
You have 12.
Okay. And then network can provide, based on the request, basically, with a graph or summary. Next, please. So this is kind of high-level information model on your left, and then encoding suggestion on your right. As you see, the constraints are bandwidth greater than 20, latency less than 10, and hop count less than 5. This is just an illustrative example that you can constrain your constraints, and then you provide endpoint, and then you ask what kind of graph you want, or graph or summary you want, and then based on that, you can provide this type of encoding. Okay, next, please. So the first part, we talked about how L2 clients interface with networks. But now we are talking about data centers, how to collect data center resource information. As you see, we kind of define high-level informations that might be very useful for L2 clients to collect, data center identification and data center location identifier and some timestamp and abstracted memory usage and abstracted available memory and CPU usage and available CPU, and also power consumption level and cost, and data center network cost models, whether it's a reserve, on-demand, or spot, similar to Amazon cost model, and also data center network cost. And there might be some data center network resource constraints. This might be very useful information to determine whether which data center would be better serve the application. Next, please.
Young, are you expecting to talk about data centers in your next talk, or is this the only set of slides?
No, this is the only set.
This is the
and
only
then set. Greg has another talk. So
okay.
We have two talks still.
Okay,
yeah.
So then you
2 minutes.
Have a couple more.
Okay. Okay. Next, please. And again, this is a high-level encoding and information model. I think Sabin, is she here today? Yeah, I think she gave a lot of detail the syntax issue or grammar issue, which we are addressing. That this may not be exactly correct representation, but we'll try to update in the next meeting. Next revision.
You are out of time.
Okay, last one. Oh. Okay, next multi-man issue we skip. So basically, this is summary. We presented to L2 extension draft. That would help joint application network orchestration and resource allocation for large bandwidth use case in the data center environment. And the future work would include multi-domain. And Greg will present next one, elaborate more on the graph model that we come up with last time. We'll have a more detailed encoding and sharing the idea. Okay.